This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors which have added momentum to India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said, "Today the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciates the pace of progress which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country." The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He alleged that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money, extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hoisting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair. Mr. Shah said, "When BJP forms government in West Bengal, it will replace current era of misrule, corruption and infiltration under the Trinamool Congress with good governance and the welfare of the poor."
Bengal mein Bharatiya Janata Party ki sarkar banne ke saath hi
formation of a Bharatiya Janata Party government in West Bengal, we will revive the state's heritage. Welfare of poor, which has become a very important issue in West Bengal today, will be given priority. Along with all these, a strong nation grid will be built, which will finish infiltration through West Bengal.
Jo Bengal se ghuspet ko samapt kar denge.
Indian Army in 2025 reported significant advancements, highlighting key milestones in operational employment and deterrence. Following the Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor was launched in May 2025, in which 9 terrorist camps were destroyed and 7 were neutralized across the border. The strikes were precise, calibrated and time-bound, reinforcing deterrence while maintaining escalation control. It also destroyed more than a dozen terror launch pads along the LOC. The Army also highlighted its progress in BrahMos and Pinaka systems. A BrahMos unit of Southern Command executed a combat missile launch and Pinaka was successfully tested, marking a notable step towards higher precision deep fires. The Army received 6 AH-64E Apaches, progressing in its long-pending aviation induction plan. 91% of all the ammunition in use by the Indian Army is indigenized. It also inducted a variety of unmanned aircraft systems, including drones, about 3,000 remotely piloted aircrafts, about 150 tethered drones and swarm drones. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the trial run of the upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train was conducted yesterday by Commissioner Railway Safety. Sharing a video of trial run, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that the trial run was conducted between Kota Nagda section, in which the train ran at a speed of 180 km per hour. The glasses of water placed inside the train remained perfectly still at the speed. Mr. Vaishnav said the water test demonstrated the technological features of this new generation train. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.